This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Jaime Derenbloom, who served as ambassador to Costa Rica from 1998 to 2004. He is currently director of the Hudson Institute's Center for Latin American Studies. You may remember that on Thursday we told you about Iran vastly increasing the number of weapons and amount of money it is sending to our enemies in Afghanistan, but the Iranian meddling doesn't stop there. They are also interfering in Venezuela and are partnering now with that country's dictator, Hugo Chavez. And Mr. Derenbloom, thank you very much for being with us.
It's always a pleasure.
What exactly is the relationship between Iran and Venezuela, and what is this about paramilitary heading to Venezuela?
The main link between Venezuela and Iran is the particular personalities of President Chavez and Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran. Both are messianic in their views. Both are imbued of a passion against the United States. It's an animus against the United States, whom they see as the repository of capitalism and Occidental values, which are anathema in Iran. This relationship evolved after 2005, after the election of Ahmadinejad. Since then, Iran has opened embassies also, and by the way, we never know how many people are in those embassies and what they do in Bolivia, in Ecuador, and in Nicaragua. In the Venezuelan case, Iran brought along Hezbollah, the terrorist group from Lebanon, who was instrumental in 1992 and in 1994 in bombings against the embassy of Israel in Buenos Aires, in 1994 against the Jewish community center. And there were many people dead and many people injured because of this. Since then, the whole image of Iran in Latin America has been very damaged. And both Chavez and Ahmadinejad started launching a campaign really to improve the image of Iran as a friend of Latin America. Of course, that has only expanded to the four countries which form the Chavez alliance.
Mr. Ambassador, you mentioned the personal connection between the two leaders and their shared hatred of the United States. What about on the strategic side?
Chavez has uranium, large deposits of uranium, which have not been developed, and Iran is very much into that. And Bolivia has large deposits of lithium, which is an important component not only in the batteries that you and I and so many thousand people use every day, but also in nuclear weapons. About a year ago, Chavez decided to create a militia that independent from the army, very much in the model of the Republican Guard in Iran, which now is very much in charge of domestic and international security for the regime. Observers have been telling me that could be thousands of these militiamen from the countryside in Venezuela. A couple of weeks ago, when there was a parade celebrating the 200th anniversary of Venezuela's independence, they marched in the streets of Caracas, very large contingent with military fatigues, and all of them with weapons, modern weapons, Russian weapons that Chavez has acquired.
What are you more concerned about, Mr. Ambassador, the Iranian influence on Venezuela or Venezuela's ability to assist with Iran's nuclear program?
Both. It's my nightmare. Both. So, as you can see, Iran has been very busy. They have an embassy, a very large embassy, in Managua. It's not a big building. It's just offices, but there is a provision that Daniel Ortega adopted a couple of years ago that Iranians don't need a visa to come into Nicaragua. And how many people they have certified as diplomats could be in the hundreds. What are all these people doing there? Well, obviously not tending to the normal trade or financial relationship which civilized countries maintain with each other. But probably is a training ground, probably is a launching pad to send these people into other nations. In general, it's very worrisome. You know, this presence of Iran in Latin America is very worrisome because they bring with them the worst of the Middle East in terms of terrorism. For the number one sponsor of terrorism to be in Latin America and go around so freely, it bothers many of us, as you can well understand.
Absolutely, sir. Only about 60 seconds left in our conversation here. You mentioned the Chavez axis, basically, including Ecuador and Bolivia and Nicaragua and very nearly Honduras, but fortunately that came out in a good way.
Yeah.
But what's the smart U.S. policy to limit the effect of this movement?
The first thing they have to do is to show their presence in Latin America. The Obama administration has been kind of stealth in Latin America. They have sent a couple of times Hillary, but the big articulated focused initiative for Latin America, a la Caribbean Basin Initiative for Reagan or the Alliance of Progress back in the Kennedy-Johnson days, the trade initiatives adopted by President Bush, both 41 and 43, it's absent. They haven't done much. The United States is really abandoning Latin America. There is a big vacuum of leadership, which is quickly being filled by Iran, by Russia selling weapons and being present in the Russians are developing now an airport for their intercontinental bombers in Bolivia. You have all these worrisome developments that really are propelling Latin America into the world arena of confrontations. But the most worrisome thing is this presence of Iran.
Mr. Ambassador, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
It's my pleasure.
Ambassador Jaime Derenbloom, he was the ambassador to Costa Rica from 1998 to 2004. Currently, he's the director of the Hudson Institute Center for Latin American Studies. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.